Business News. Gail is back.
Thanks, Gavin. The net wealth of Irish households has reached €1.2 trillion, of which €812 billion is property wealth. The Good Buddy Guide to Inheritance and Estate Planning, published today, aims to help people manage the efficient transfer of wealth to the next generation. Head of Tax at Good Buddy and author of the report, Katrina Cody, joins us now. Katrina, according to this report, over the next two decades, there'll be a significant transfer of wealth intergenerationally. How is this €1.2 trillion accumulated, and who has accumulated it?
Hi Gail, and thanks for talking to me this morning. Well, the central bank has quantified the net wealth of Irish households at €1.2 trillion, as you mentioned, and €812 billion of which is in housing wealth and €556 billion in financial assets. And it's important to say too that this isn't just about Ireland. So this great wealth transfer is happening in lots of other European countries as well. And it's coming from people in the boomer generation, those aged between 61 and 79, and the so-called builder generation. That's people aged 80 and over. And they have accumulated assets such as property, pensions and shares. So planning for the smooth transfer of their assets to their children and grandchildren will be key. And that means there will be this great wealth transfer over the next two decades. And that's why Good Buddy has published a new inheritance and estate planning guide to help people manage the transfer as smoothly and as efficiently as possible, making sure they have their plans in place and they've had a chance to consider all of the things that could impact on the next generations. So that covers things like the basics of gift and inheritance tax, understanding the importance of exemptions and reliefs, the importance of payment dates, and how to manage any foreign assets they may have.
Sure. So 27% of this wealth is held by retired households, even though retired people account for just 16% of the Irish population. So many older people, and it's not just wealthy people, but they are sitting on assets such as housing, something which seems out of reach for many young people at the moment. So how should they best manage this so that they can pass it on to young people? What exactly, what are the most important things they need to know in terms of valuing their assets and how to actually transfer them so that everyone's getting the best value?
So I suppose undoubtedly, Gail, the wealthier people hold a lot of assets. But it's important to note that the figure of 9% in the lower 50% of households has increased from just 2% a decade ago, mostly driven by increasing property and land values. And that's a significant amount of wealth. So it means that there's lots of people in Ireland who might not consider themselves wealthy, but simply by being property owners, they have valuable assets and have decisions to make regarding inheritance and making sure they do the best for the next generation, particularly when many of them will be trying to help their children buy their own home themselves. And this applies to farmers, again, whether they have large holdings, large land holdings or small, helping them to figure out how best to manage the succession planning and distribution of their assets so that they are maximising it for their children and crucially avoiding an unexpected tax bill. So when you talk about the age profile too, that group is the older boomers and the so-called builder generation, where a lot of the wealth is concentrated. So this is where the wealth transfer will be taking place over the coming years. And they're the ones that really need to plan for that. So I suppose the basic starting point is really around listing your assets and liabilities. And that sounds very basic, but often people haven't had the time to stand back and quantify it, and they need to assess their own needs over the coming years. For example, people often want to maximise cash gifts to their children on the basis that it can be tax efficient, but they need to be careful about their own needs and that they're looked after. It's also about being clear regarding who is to inherit and how much, and how to ensure that beneficiaries aren't left with an unintended tax bill. And there's lots more to consider, so it's helpful to ensure that you're getting the right financial tax and legal advice, and that's what the guide aims to steer you in the direction of.
Okay, plenty there and more to consider for another day perhaps. Head of Tax at Good Buddy and author of the report, Katrina Cody, thank you.